you.
Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. It is Thursday, and we saw a little bit of relief in the market today. The market definitely reacted better today than it did yesterday. It was up, and interestingly enough, and this is kind of an interesting thing here, Bitcoin looks like it is moved to its high, which is interesting. We're seeing some increased interest in Bitcoin as well as gold as well. I haven't really been as active on Bitcoin, but definitely moving very nicely today, and it is moving up. So definitely something that we should definitely take a look at. Here's a chart of the Bitcoin price. Let's see if we can get that in there for everybody watching on TikTok here. This has basically been sort of the tail. Let's see if we could get that. There we go. We could set it, kind of take a look at the price here. This is from the first of the year. This is the year to date. You know, we had pulled back to 20,000, but it's made a tremendous bounce up, and it's at 30,000. Will it hold here? Who knows? But I definitely think that you know, it's looking pretty good. Let's take a look at the Bitcoin chart. You know, this is the GBTC, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. The reason I show you this one is because this is approximately 4% of the Bitcoin available. And I'm going to kind of show you the monthly chart, kind of how Bitcoin is traded over the last, well, you know, the last few years or so, way up and then pulled back, and now we're making a move higher. We still have a fair amount of what they call overhead supply here. So be careful. Probably not an all clear necessarily. Let's see if Bitcoin settles. You know, but right now looking pretty good. I probably would not be a buyer here, but one of the ways you can get into the Bitcoin realm without risking too much is to buy the GBTC, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Now, if we look at this carefully on the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, we'll go back here. This is what they call the overhead supply line, and there's still a fair amount of people that bought Bitcoin, you know, a little over a year ago at higher prices. So, do expect if we get a rally in Bitcoin to have a little bit of resistance as people sell into the strength. So just something to basically look at here with Bitcoin. All right, so let's see if we can get back to the, there we go. All right, so let's back to the, there. Oh, okay, yeah, there I'm back. All right, so so everyone can see me online here. All right, so basically, you know, this is kind of what's going on with Bitcoin. Now, I want to kind of show you the relative performance of Bitcoin versus cash versus gold. Well, the bottom line down here, this is the money market line, and basically, this is obviously flat because this is essentially cash. So if you bought, if you bought the money market at the beginning of the year, you'd pretty much be flat, not up or down, just kind of flat. And this is a good way to hold. If you're holding cash, this is a good way to hold cash. Now, this is the line for gold. As you can see, it's just starting to move up. Now, if I had been really smart, which I definitely wasn't, I would have bought the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, because you can see it's almost doubled. This is absolutely amazing. It's almost doubled since the first of the year. So the question, can it double again? I'm not so sure it can. I would be a little bit leery about this. So I probably am not going to be buying the GBTC until it pulls back a little bit. Just want to show you the stock of the day that we have here. Interestingly enough, this is not a stock I'm that familiar with. It's called Freshpet. And what it is, of course, is it's a pet-based stock. It definitely moved up today. I don't know if I would be willing to buy it. It's off of a double bottom, which is a good pattern, but I'm still a little bit leery here, but just so you can see, $66.07. It was up almost a little over 4% today, up $2.79, but the volume was down. So I'm not recommending this one, but this was the stock of the day. Let me show you what I have invested in, and I am in right now. I've been kind of leaning towards some of the gold mining stocks only because the chart patterns are looking pretty good. The price of oil was down a little bit today, so that could explain some of the weakness in the oil sector. Even with that, though, my shares of ExxonMobil did move up today. Not a whole lot, just 54 cents, but still up to 115.77. One of the intermediate size shares that I'm in right now is Oseco Gold Resources. It's up 19 cents, or a little over 1%. And then I also have Goldfield ADR. What this is a South African gold miner. This has been really a standout. I was surprised. This is up over 5% today, 86 cents. Not a terribly expensive ADR. $15.74 is the price on that one. So not very terribly expensive, but I think has some good potential. One of the things that I want to note is the volume was really good, 37. I did add to my position with Goldfield GFI here today. I did add to it. Also, I have a position in Lattice Semiconductor. This is one of the leading semiconductor stocks right now. The semis have done very well. It's one of the few tech areas that is continuing to see some nice appreciation, even in this difficult, difficult market. It was up $2, and it was up $1.93, or 2.13%. So very nice on Lattice Semiconductor. Symbol on this one is LSCC, and it is a top-rated stock as well. I also have another stock. It was flat today, Allegro Microsystems, basically flat at $44.82. Rambus is one of my other stocks that's in the semiconductor area. As you can see, there's kind of a theme here. I like the semiconductors, I like the gold stocks, and I like to have Exxon. So right now, that's kind of where I'm at. Rambus, which is also a semiconductor stock, was up today 2.18%, or about a dollar a share. It was off in volume, but this one also very top rated. Interestingly enough, what you're seeing is some stock. It's sort of the tale of two cities when it comes to the semis. Some of them are doing very, very well. NVIDIA, I didn't get on that train. I should have gotten on that train earlier. It's done terrifically. Now, I did make one new buy today. This is an interesting company. It's a Canadian company called Triple Flag Precious Metals, TFPM. And what it does is they finance gold extraction in Canada. And they were up almost 5% today, 4.99%. Very, very strong results. And it's looking pretty good. So we'll see what happens. Also, interestingly enough, the volume was up 142%. Now, one caveat on this one, it's a relatively thin stock. So be careful if you buy this one. Put your stops in, because this one can be extremely volatile. So, this could easily drop, even though I think I bought it at the right place, but relatively thin stock here. So not necessarily a recommendation, just showing you kind of what I have, what I have there. All right, let's get to some of the questions. Thank you so very much. Hey, I agree with you. This is RoboTicket. AVGO is the best of the semis. You're probably right. Broadcom is a very, very good stock. Oddly enough, AVGO is the symbol, but it is Broadcom. I definitely like the stock too. I agree with you. Very, very nice stocks. A little bit on the expensive side, but definitely something that is looking very, very good. Broadcom. This is the. I'm showing you here the. Weekly chart. Let's see if we can get that weekly chart in focus here for everybody on TikTok. There we go. Okay. $624 a share. So a little bit of expensive stock. Very, very good stock. I agree with you. It's one of the best of them out there. Let's look at, let's kind of look at the fundamentals on AVGO or Broadcom. And it's not, for some reason, it's not showing it, but it's got a 16 price to earnings ratio. That's excellent, especially in the semis. Most of the semiconductor stocks are going to have rate of PEs of about 24 or up. Broadcom is an exception. It's very, very strong. Tremendous cash flow, $41 a share. But again, it's a $600 stock. So if we compare it, let's compare this one, and I just want to do this real quick, with one of my favorite stocks, NVIDIA, which I unfortunately don't have right now. I wish I did. I'm going to compare Broadcom with NVIDIA. NVDA, of course, is the symbol for NVIDIA. And NVIDIA is interesting. It's performing well. And let's see if we can bring that up on the charts there so everyone can see it. This is the comparison between NVIDIA and Broadcom. So let's see if I can get that. There we go. So if we're looking at NVIDIA versus Broadcom, you can see NVIDIA is has pulled a little bit above Broadcom. We're going to get, yeah, we're going to so you can see it. As you can see, NVIDIA really has been the performer here. AVGO, Broadcom, it's up about 15% since the first of the year. NVIDIA is up about 80% since the first of the year. So very interesting interesting stock there. I want to compare it to Rambus, which is one that I own currently. And as you can see, Rambus is right in the middle. It's up about 40% since the first of the year, but it's a relatively inexpensive stock, way under $50 a share. And AVGO is a $600 stock. That's part of the reason I did prefer Rambus here. But thank you very much for that, very much, and very interesting. Okay, NVIDIA. Let's take a look at NVIDIA as a stock right now. Hopefully I can get my... There we go. Get that back. Hopefully so you can see it. Let's move that up. There we go. All right, NVIDIA. Now let's analyze NVIDIA, because this is one of my favorite stocks. I wish I had bought this, done with my gut on this one. I didn't buy it. It just wasn't in the right position, but it is an excellent stock, and I still think it has somewhere to go. Now, here, this is Broadcom. Let's get NVIDIA up there. There we go, NVIDIA. Let's put everything up. There we go. Okay, so here's NVIDIA. And as you can see, it's been kind of in this long... it's been in this long kind of cup. It's coming up basically to this level here. And I do think that, we're getting to the point, we're getting a little bit of resistance here, as you can see. But this may be potentially a good place to buy it. 98 relative strength, so it's in the top 2% of stocks currently. And the question is it going to give us an opportunity? Right now, the 21-day line, it's basically right at the 21-day line. So if you're going to size a position, this would probably be a good entry point. Why? Because it's very, very likely, I believe, to bounce off of the 21-day line. As you can see, that's what's happened here and here and basically here. So I do think that you're going to get some support at the 21-day line. This might be a good way to get into to NVIDIA and ride it up. Now, here's the thing. If you do buy NVIDIA, make sure, don't go in with a full position. Go in with a half position. And, of course, what a half position is basically if you take your whole portfolio, divide it by eight, there are eight full positions in your portfolio. A half position would be 1/16. So don't go in too heavy on NVIDIA because it could pull lower, but I definitely like the stock, and it's in the right sector. There's a lot to like about NVIDIA, even though it did correct today. You're right, it did underperform, but I still think that we can probably get in. I think we were likely to get a bounce here, but you know, we'll see. You got to be a little bit careful because you know, sometimes things happen. We did go. We've got earnings in 41 days, so it's pulling back to the 21-day line. The 21-day line is probably one of the better places to buy NVIDIA, just my opinion. Now, let's take a look at the fundamentals on NVIDIA just so that we can make sure that, you know, we're not buying, you know, kind of buying it at the right at the right place. So if we're looking at the fundamentals on NVIDIA, last quarter, we had some, you know, we did have a little bit of a increase in sales, but we had a decrease, and this is the key, in profitability. So this is a little bit concerning for the January, the quarter that ended in January. Now we're going to have in 41 days, they're going to be reporting again for the first quarter. I suspect that it'll be fairly good this quarter because there's been a lot of there's been a lot of AI chips that they are starting to dominate the market with. The earnings stability is pretty good at 25. The PE ratio is a bit of a problem with NVIDIA at 60. So it's a little bit hyped, but you know, again, it is a leader. The question is, where are the leaders in this particular group? Let's take a look. And what I want to take a look at is the stocks that are in the group, basically. Number one, of course, is NVIDIA currently. And if we move that over, you can see it. There we go. Hopefully we can get that. There we go. So these are the stocks that are in the group. Sometimes I have trouble grabbing these windows. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, there we go. So this is the stocks as they are in the semiconductor group by size. NVIDIA is number one, and Broadcom, AVGO, the one we were just talking about, is number two. But if we look at the top stocks, it's Lattice Semiconductor. That's the one that I have. That is the highest relative strength at 98 relative strength. So that's in the top 2%. I also have Allegro Microsystems. Why? Because it's also in the top 2%. I typically like to buy as much strength as I can. So those two I own. I also own Rambus, which is in it's very close to its all-time high. It's just a little bit off of it, about 2.3% off of its all-time high. So that's kind of what I like. This is one of the strongest groups currently in the market. It is basically, I believe it's in the number one group. Let's take a look and see if I can get that. I think it is the number one group currently as of today. Okay. Let's see. Let's get LSCC to see that. LSCC. This is Lattice Semiconductor. It does appear, yes, it is. The Fabless Group is currently the number one group in the market. So there's 197 different sections of the stock market. Right now, the top performing group is the Semiconductor Fabless Group. This is part of the reason I have so many here. But this is the top performing group. It's number one out of 197. So definitely something to look at. Here. Any point for NVIDIA in a year? Yeah, it's pretty hard to go out that far, but I definitely think with their AI chips, I think they're going to maintain their size. Now, of course, you've got Intel rebuilding, so you don't know, but I definitely think that they're going to be probably bigger than they are today just because of their situation with their AI chips. I just think there's going to be a lot of demand for those, and I think it's a great place to be in the market. So that's definitely something that I definitely like. All right, let's get to some of the TikTok questions. Thank you for holding, everybody. All right, let's look at Lisa, Southern Copper, SCCO. Let's look at this one. Interestingly enough, this one had a really nice bounce today. Interestingly enough, when you're mining copper, interestingly enough, you are mining gold as well. Southern Copper, great company. SCCO is the symbol for that. And there we go, Southern Copper. All right, this is a good one to take a look at in the market. Oops. Sometimes I get it right. There we go. So let's look at how Southern Copper performed today. Very nice. Coming right up to sort of this is a handle. As you can see, this is cup. And this is the handle right here, cup with handle. And then it's broken out of the cup with handle at about a little bit over 80. So this is looking very good. It was up a tremendous amount. Look at that. It's a gap up. The gap up basically up, you know, over 10, you know, over 10% in volume and 4% in price. Now, this is what you want to see when the volume goes up like this. By the way, this is a logarithmic scale here. And if it goes over this red line, that means it's really moving up. Not only did this thing move up, but it moved up on volume and strong relative strength. So this is definitely something that is, you know, is something that you want to look at possibly. You know, I don't think you're too late for this one. I know that a lot of people like to buy them deep in the base, but you're only 7% above the 21-day line. I think you could buy this here based on this chart pattern. This isn't a true cup with handle. It's more of a handle. So I think that you probably could size a position here. Here's the thing. I wouldn't buy it at the open. I would wait a little bit just because the way the market is trading. But I definitely like the stock a lot, and it's definitely something that you could definitely size a position on. So great stock. All right, let's look at ANET. This is another one that I really like too. Boy, you've become. I wish I owned this one. I was gonna buy it. I just coulda, woulda, shoulda. Right? Isn't that the story of my life? Well, this is also looking very, very good. What happened here today? Oops. What happened today here with ANET is we had it come down and it bounced off that 21-day line. This is the reason why I always am talking about this 21-day line here. This is where we see it, come in every time is that 21-day line. So we had a nice bounce off the 21-day line. Relative strength 96, so that's looking very good. Let's take a quick look to see. Yeah, we're only 2%, 2.5% above that 21-day line. You could definitely buy it here. It's got 100% checklist. So this is a strong stock in a strong group. The group is the mining group is 45 out of 197. Not quite as good as the pure gold miners, but very, very good all the way around. This is also the number one stock in that particular group. So let's see if we can see let's show it. This is the number one group in the stock. So I definitely like this one. I think it's buyable here. It's pulled back to the 21-day line. Let's put that up on the screen so you can see it. It's pulled back to the 21-day line. It's about 2% above the 21-day line. So you definitely could size a position here. This is a good stock. I really appreciate that, Scott. What is the current PE of Bitcoin? Well, actually, Bombadoc, there is no current PE of Bitcoin. Why? Because Bitcoin does not produce any earnings. Okay? It's relative to everything else. So if you own Bitcoin, you own it, and it doesn't create any earnings. So there's no PE for Bitcoin, unfortunately. Just kidding. All right. Tell me why you prefer gold miners over gold funches golds. Here's the reason I prefer the gold miners over a gold fund. Now, gold, GLD, which is the ETF that tracks the price of gold, it just tracks the price of gold. It basically buys gold. Here's the thing with the gold miners. As the demand for gold goes up, the cost for mining the gold does not go up. It basically stays the same. So if gold were, say, to move over $2,000 an ounce, the margin that the gold miners would have would go up tremendously. That's what is happening in expectation of the price of gold going up. It doesn't cost them any more money to mine gold, but because the price of gold is higher, there's more margin on it. Now, here's an interesting thing about gold. Gold is a very unique commodity in that, unlike other commodities, you have to inventory the commodity and then you have to sell that commodity in order to get a market price. Now, generally accepted accounting principles are different with gold. If you are a gold miner and you refine gold and you have bars that you create, you can put that into your asset, into your balance sheet as an asset immediately without selling it. If you just mark it to market. So this is one of the reasons why gold miners have such leverage when it comes to the price of gold. If the price of gold goes up, the leverage on that gold that the gold miners produce goes up exponentially. Why? Because the prices to mine the gold don't go up. So very interesting. Good question. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. All right. TFPM, maybe well over 21 a day. Yeah, this is one I bought today. I was looking. I was doing some screening. I didn't know a whole lot about this one. It's a relatively thin stock, so you got to be careful on it. TFPM. Let's take a look at it real quick. I did buy a half position in this one. TFPM. And let's see how it closed. Yeah, it closed pretty nicely. Now, unfortunately, I didn't buy it. I mean, by the time I figured out what was going on here, you know, and I was doing my screening, by the time I figured out what was going on, I wasn't at it. But it does look like it's moving up after hours. What I'm going to do here, of course, this was up almost 5%, but the volume, and this is what I'm always watching, is that volume down here. As you notice this volume spike, how it doubled. Isn't that interesting? It came up to here, and then boom, all of a sudden, big volume comes in. This is somebody big buying, okay? This, because you see how it just boom, and then we came, all this volume comes in. This is all buying volume, and we're seeing a spike up in the price. So relatively thin stock. I wish it had more shares, but definitely like it. Definitely like it. So yeah, thanks, man. I hope it goes well. What I'm going to be doing, of course, is I'm going to be, right now I have my stop loss right here, right below 15, which is probably too conservative. I will probably move it up tonight, probably to 16, because I do expect it to pull back a little bit to the 10 day line. If it falls to the 10 day line, I want to make sure I keep my profit. I may be kind of swing trading this one, but at least for right now, it seems like it's doing okay. So hopefully we'll see. You never know. Meli. Okay, Meli is an interesting company. It's Mercado Libre. When I was in November, when I was down in Mexico City, I saw all these Meli trucks all over. It's a very interesting company. Based in Argentina, but all over Latin America. Very good company. It took a dump today, a little bit of a dump, but well, I guess, yeah, it's off a little bit. Not bad. I like this stock. It's quite high priced, but this is sort of the Amazon of South America, and it's just it's doing well. Notice, just looking at the charts here, you'll notice that the 50-day line moved above that 200-day line. That's the golden cross, which is a neat thing to happen. You notice how when that happens, and of course everything's easier in hindsight, but you notice how when that 50-day moves above that 200-day, you notice you get this. Sometimes you get these bumps up here. This is a gap up, and then boom, it just continues there. Now, the question is, can we buy this thing? Well, first of all, let's look how close to that 21-day line it is. Well, it's buyable, actually, based on this, because the 21-day line is it's only 4% above that 21-day line. So it's looking pretty healthy. This is a little bit of a pullback, which you always want to see if you can buy on a pullback. So I definitely like this action on Meli. I think this is a good stock for Fernando. I think this is a really good stock. And let's look at their fundamentals as well. And I think this is extremely well-run company, by the way. Yeah, look at that. Wow, look at their profits. Boy, they're just, no wonder everything is so good. Sales are up. Profits are up. This is looking very good. This is a strong, strong stock. Price to earnings ratio is a little bit high, 131. Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit high, but definitely good. Cash flow is good. Cash flow positive. I think that the future looks really bright for Mercado Libre. I think it really does, and I think you could definitely buy it if you want to just start with a few shares. It is quite expensive in dollars, but good stock, and I think you can definitely pick this one up. I think that there's going to be a boom in companies like this in Latin America, just like, you know, just like with Amazon in North America. So really, really like the stock. And I think if you're in it, congratulations. I wish I was in the stock. It's a powerful stock and it's doing very, very well. So you could buy it at this point on the pullback to the 21-day line. So definitely looking pretty good there. All right. Well, let's see if we got anything. Oh, Oracle. Let's take a look at Oracle and take a look at how that one is doing. Let's see if I can jump into there we go. ORCL. And of course, this one was sort of left for dead, but it is starting to, you know, one of the good things about Oracle is that, it's old and tired, but it definitely has the revenue to back it up. Relative strength 92 on this one. Very good. Relative strength a little bit extended, but let's see if it's buyable at this level. Technicals. Yeah, it's buyable. Definitely. It's within 5% of the 21 day line. It's coming into this kind of cup with sort of modified handle. Let's see what AI says about it to see kind of what pattern it's in. Cup with handle. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Cup with handle. And it's basically 5% over the cup with handle. This is the handle here. So it kind of pulled back and then pulled up. So could you buy it here? Yes. It's not the greatest buy point. Really want to buy it, you know, right about at that handle, which would have been about 90. But in 95 isn't bad. If this pulls back a little bit closer to that 21-day line, that's probably your better place to buy it. You could buy it here because it's within 5% of the 21-day line. So it probably will not fade that much, depending on the market, of course. All right, so Oracle looks pretty darn good in that sense. All right, well, everybody, well, thank you for taking a look at my show. Hopefully you'll tell your friends about the show, and we try to analyze your stocks as much as we can. And there are several stocks that we did cover today. We have been covering the gold stocks. I definitely think there's going to be some more interest in the gold stocks. And I'm going to try to put out a list of gold stocks with buy points soon. So in order to get the list, you got to be on the Action Trade Alerts. In order to do that, you've got to go to www.dallastradingfloor and sign up for the Action Trade Alerts. And then once you're on that list, we'll send it to you out to free. But I'm going to This probably on tomorrow, I'm going to be putting out a list of gold stocks that I think and buy points that I think that might be of interest to you. And this is free, so it's a pretty good deal. It's a pretty good deal there. All right. Well, everybody, I hope that everything is going well for you. Now, please like the show. Always smash that like button. Really like to see you. Really like it. Helps us out a lot, both if you're looking on TikTok or you're looking on YouTube. Definitely smash the like button. And also, tell your friends about the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 5. And until then, happy trading.